Well, that was a strange end.
Yeah, when you think you've seen it all, something else pops up. But it was a strange situation.
So I assume that was something that both managers agreed, because Leighton went and had all the possession, but players were playing with literally their hands behind their backs, not just passing the ball, and there wasn't a tackle in those 5 minutes.
To be honest with you, when I spoke with John, the manager, we said we'd play normally, but I think the players went out there and sort of decided to, maybe they, you know, it was hard for them to warm up and sort of get back into the speed of the game, so they decided to see it out for 5 minutes.
Under the circumstances, 3 minutes of additional time seemed unnecessary.
I know, yeah, we would have hoped they would have put one up, but I think I was saying it was definitely stoppage time there before we came out, so... Again, anything can happen here at the moment. So we've got it done. We move on to next week.
You can understand the supporters' frustration. I don't think there was a surprise that there was a protest, but do you think it was right that the game was finished and wasn't abandoned?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's the rules of the. That's the rules that we had to abide by. You know, if we didn't finish the game off now, it'd have had to come back and finish it off next week for 7 minutes again. So that wouldn't have been good for Colchester. That wouldn't have been good for the players. Wouldn't have been good for us. So it was the right thing to clear the pitch, wait for however long we had to wait, and get it finished. So yeah, I think I agree with that.
Colchester are pushing for the playoffs, and goal difference is going to be vital. I'm surprised that they weren't pushing for more goals in those additional 8 minutes.
Well, you know, if the boys had gone out there and you know, played and gone for it, then that could have been the situation. Like for us, if we had nicked two goals and finished 3-3, because you know, we've 8 minutes to go, and anything can happen, can't it? I suppose
it's a shame that we're not talking about Sandro Semedo's wonder strike.
Well, we can still talk about it. It was a wonder strike, and it was you know, I've said I believe Sandro can play in centre midfield anyway with his qualities that he's got, and that's why I wanted to put him there. And you know, in central areas, when we could get hold of the ball from there, and he struck the ball lovely. And you know, we're back in the game at 1-1, and we were on top of them. You know, 1-1, we were on top of Colchester there, and again, we tactically we got things right, and the boys had, you know, that kept good possession of the ball, and it was to a little mistake that's cost us.
Senior pros making those little mistakes yet again.
You know, I think you can look at it and you can say, you know, Jans has been out a long time this season, he's had injuries, he's not been in the squad, and he's got himself up to a certain fitness, and, you know, all the little telltale signs of these mistakes come down to inconsistencies throughout the whole season in respect of every problem that we've had and every problem that we've faced, whether players are playing, training or not, for whatever reasons. I think what everyone has to understand, even players, is that football is, you know, they have to work hard in and out of possession, in training, they have to be fit, they have to be physically fit, peak condition, you know, to be able to get out on the pitch and play. And, you know, maybe that's not quite the case at the moment.
There was an announcement before the game that the tax and wages had all been paid. At any other club, that wouldn't be news.
No, it wouldn't be, but that is the news here this season. That's something we've had to sort of deal with throughout the season. And if it is news, and a statement's put out, and it's for, I suppose, for the fans to and for everybody else to understand what's happening, I suppose. At least it's something, it's some news. So, you know, if that is the case, it's good news. I'm very happy if all my staff have been paid at the club, as they should be.
Finally for me, has there been any conversation between yourself and the president?
No, nothing as yet. I'm hoping that, I was hoping to have a meeting this week, but I think he's had some prior engagements, so maybe next week, hopefully again. And I'll just keep trying to do, you know, steady the ship as much as I can while I'm waiting for a meeting.